welcome to the Intentional Living Center. This new week, we're focusing on prayer. We followed up from last week, had so many people who wanted to talk about the power of prayer, the impact of prayer, the life change for them in terms of their life and their relationships from prayer. We wanted to continue today. You know, it was Martin Luther who made the statement, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. And it's a good reminder that prayer is the intimacy of communicating with our Creator. It would be much like being married and never having communication. And you know, if you have poor communication with your spouse, how frustrating that is. Zero communication, even more so. And so taking time to communicate, because God is willing and ready to communicate with you and connect, can be life transforming. Dr. Randy here, along with Jennifer and Stephen from our center. And you're welcome to share your stories on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Let's get to our calls. Jason, you're first in Arizona. How are you today?
Very good, Dr. Randy. Thanks for accepting my call.
Appreciate it. How has prayer made a difference in your life?
It's done wonders for my family and I. Ever since the recession back in 2009, when everything just dropped like off the face of the earth, it felt like. And I was trucking, and I lost my trucking job at the time, and then ended up, you know, doing odd jobs and everything. And my wife, being a seventh grade ELA teacher in Goodyear, changed our lives, actually. It saved our marriage. It saved a lot of people's marriage, actually. But God knows when you're going through struggle and you, like, financial struggle and everything, and power of prayer comes through all the time. It's not our will and our time. It's His time.
So how did you pray? What was your prayer?
Like, if I'm sitting at home waiting for I'm a handyman here in Avondale, Arizona, and I rely on customers calling or reaching out to me and needing certain things done. And I say, all right, God, it's your timing. It's your will. It's not mine. You know what I need. You know what the bills I have to pay. It's in your hands.
That's the way to pray, isn't it? Lord, thy will be done. You know, it's like that verse, I think it's in James, where it says, we shouldn't be saying we're going to go to such and such a city and do all these great jobs in this work. We should say, Lord, if it's your will, we'll do such and such. And really what you're saying is, hey, Lord, if it's your will, I'm ready to go. I got my tools and I'm ready to go to work, and I'm really relying on you. That's fantastic. Okay, Jason, thank you. We've got to move on. We got Sarah standing by also in Michigan. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, very good.
Go right ahead. How has prayer made a difference in your life?
The last 6-7 years, my husband and I have been polar opposites. I've been trying my hardest to follow God and learn, and like we had been when we first got married, and he had not. And I just kept praying. And he now is walking with God and I.
That's all right.
And last year he decided to get baptized.
Amen.
And prayer makes a difference. So it really does.
How's your prayer? How's your, not only your prayer life, but how's your married life today?
Amazing. He kept saying that our marriage life was good, and it was, but it's more than good. It's incredible.
The power of prayer. 40 years. Closer relationship in marriage. Did prayer make that kind of difference in your life? It can. When you really, truly are connecting with the Creator of the universe, it's a humbling process when you think about it. Because you're really saying, I'm not ultimately in charge. I'm not the big guy, you know, or woman. I realize that I'm here for a certain period of time on this planet, that God has a plan for me here, loves me, cares for me. And he's my Heavenly Father. And I submit to that. That's the power of prayer. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate that. Very powerful. All right. You can join us as well. 888-888-1717. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We've all had those situations in life where we can either run to God or away from Him. In these defining moments, asking the right questions and prayerfully making decisions can change our lives and the lives of people around us. In Dr. Randy's message, Defining Moments, you'll hear how Nehemiah and Jonah responded to God in dramatically different ways. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right, make a difference in your life when you do, because we're here for you. We love you. We're walking with you. We're cheerleading you. We're all in this journey together. Thank you for your support. Thank you for making Intentional Living possible. And what we do is, as you join us monthly, we give you access to our exclusive site as you become a part of the community, where you get access to all the teaching from the last couple of years, plus new teaching as it goes up. And you can join us today. How do you do that? Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go on over to the website, safe and securely, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. Thank you, Mary, for doing that from Tucson. You joined us monthly. Appreciate it. Lenora from Mesa, the Phoenix area, thank you. $50 every month in support. Thank you. Karen, joining us from Albuquerque monthly. Norman from Lansing, Michigan. Here's Cheryl from Phoenix. And then from Texas, Sundown, Texas, Kathy. And one more from Phoenix here. Thank you, Annette. We appreciate it. Becoming a part of the Intentional Living family here in the last while. We certainly welcome you to the family, to the team. Find out more. Go to theintentionallife.com, or as I said, call 888-888-1717. All right, Madison is in Arizona. Hi, Madison. How are you today?
Hi there, sir. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. How has prayer made a difference in your life?
Prayer has made a magnificent difference in my life, simply just relieving any stress or anxiety that I have. Excuse me, I'm reversing in my car right now. However, I feel like we all are imperfect. We all have our own things we deal with. And I have to say that prayer can save us and help us overcome any tribulation. It brings peace. It's just truly saved my life. I'm 27 years old, and I lost my mother to malpractice when I was 20. Mm. And I didn't really have my family there for me, but I had Jesus, and I'm now my own boss. And I really just am trying to put Jesus before everything and pray about everything, the good, the bad. And it's really made my life flourish more than I ever believed was possible.
Fantastic. You've been on a journey. You're a young person. I mean, 27, just getting started in life. And when I hear stories like yours, Madison, I'm encouraged for our country, for the future. I'm encouraged as we see young men and women standing up and realizing, chasing all the things that the world's offering today, which isn't a lot, frankly, but turning your heart to say, hey, I'm here for a purpose. God loves me. I choose to give my life to Him. I choose to get connected with Him in prayer and study of His Word and put it into my life, those things which make a difference. You guys and ladies are going to make a difference in the future. So we're proud of you. We really are. Thank you, Madison, for your your call today, and God bless you.
God bless. Have a blessed week.
We will. That's our plan. Jim, you're next in Michigan. How are you today?
All right. How are you?
Good. Talk about prayer. What difference has it made?
Oh, well, it's made a big difference in my life. So I'd say, you know, when I think about prayer and stuff, well, I think about the scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. So when I read that scripture, you know, God was giving me revelation of what he wants me to do, because I was struggling in my walk a little bit. And, you know, I hear people pray for, you know, they need help with this, or, you know, they use mm-hmm. God as like a Santa Claus, you know, when things are going bad or things like that. So I, you know, God gave it to me to pray for the things that I need, you know. And when I say that, I'm talking about the fruits of the Spirit, you know. He told me that, you know, to pray for love, to pray for wisdom, to pray for understanding, to pray for revelation of his word, pray for tenderness and things of that nature. And all things will start to add up and line up for me in my life. And that's just what happened, you know, because I became a little bit more gentle, a little bit more soft-spoken, a little bit more patient. You know, all those things came with me just praying for those fruits of the Spirit, you know, and mm-hmm. And not only did it help me, I believe it helped so many people around me, because I didn't just learn from them, they learned from me too on this subject of prayer. Just not long ago, I rededicated myself to Christ. I found myself probably about 5 months ago, just trying to do things that I needed to do. I needed to buy a house, and I needed to make sure that I had to ride back and forth to work and things of these nature. And God just wouldn't let me go to sleep, and he wouldn't let me take a shower without speaking his word into me. And I asked him, I said, well, Lord, what is it that you want, you know, for me at this point? You know, and he showed me an image of a church that I went to one time in my life, and a pastor that I seen one time in my life. And it was, the name of the church is UPT, United Prayer Temple in Detroit. And so I prayed on it, you know, and I'm like, well, God, there's a church two streets over this way, and there's a church two streets over that way. Why do you want me to drive 25 minutes away? And, you know, through prayer, you know, God was just telling me, this is what I need to do. This is where I need to go. And he was really relentless on it, you know, on speaking to me about going to this church through my prayer. And then, so I ended up going to this church. And when I went to this church, it seems like my walk with Christ just opened up wider than it's ever opened up before, because I think the Spirit of God is in that place. You know, and the pastor was real straightforward, Bible-based, you know, understanding of the word. They don't just give you a scripture, they describe it. And that's it great. Was just real blessing for me through my prayers and stuff, that God would, you know, come back to me and help me to reach out. Because, you know, like I said, when I say I rededicated my life to Christ, it was because, you know, I was so caught up on doing the things that the world says I need to do and what I need to have. That, you know, I never go of God.
Yeah,
but he just started to talk to me.
And see, when he talks to you, what I hear you saying, Jim, is he talked to you, your life has changed as you allowed the Holy Spirit to minister to you, and in turn, changing the direction of your mind, your behavior, your spirit toward those things of God. It's transformational. All right, I got to take a quick break. Jim, thank you for your call today. God bless you. Glad you're listening in the Metro Detroit area, and stay plugged into that church where you're growing, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
All right, my friend. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
I contribute to your wonderful station. My husband's been gone now for 5 years. He's up there in heaven with the Lord. And I just want to say, you can become intentional even after they're gone, because I have become very intentional, and thank you.
Hey, listen, we appreciate your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for allowing us to do this. I'm looking at the names, and they're more than names, people, individuals, men and women, young and old, all around the country who are saying, hey, listen, we want to be a part of this ministry, and we thank you. Leanne, for instance, who shared such a generous support from Oro Valley, Arizona, thank you. And here was Ronald and Mary from Plymouth, Wisconsin. Thank you. Here's Denise from Bloomfield Hills in the Metro Detroit area. Thank you. Dwight from Riverside, California. Thank you. These are all friends who are saying, stay at it. Here's some support. Keep reaching people for Christ. We thank you for doing that. You can find out more when you go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Kathy. As parents, teach your children to be sure and pray and ask God for guidance and direction and protection and to fill them with His Holy Spirit and His wisdom. And as caregivers of God's child, ask them to pray also for the same thing for themselves and for their children.
You know, we pray. I know my wife is better. She's more of a prayer warrior than I am, I have to be honest. She's developed that discipline, that habitual discipline of prayer. And I respect that a lot. And what happens in my mind, I get so busy. It's busy. We can get so busy doing things instead of stopping and really connecting. This is a good reminder for me today as well. We're talking about the power of prayer, the difference it makes in your life. As we go back to some stories, we're going to go to Arizona with the next story.
Hi, my name is Kathy. Prayer has virtually changed my life. God has answered so many, many of my prayers. When my daughter was going through a real hard time, and I was very, very upset for many years until finally God, when He answered my prayer, said, you need to give your daughter to me. I did right then and there. And now she's doing very well, her and her husband and two children, and just gave me a peace about it. And things change with prayer. With my family members, I've prayed for their salvation, and so many of them have come to the Lord. So without prayer, I don't know how I would get through life. So I just wanted to share that, Randy, and thank you for all that you do. God bless you.
You're welcome. Kathy is one of many, many who leave stories on our storyline, and I welcome you to do that. We love hearing your stories. Tell us what you've learned, what God's teaching you, whatever is on your heart. We want to hear it. You can call us 24 hours a day at 888-888-1717. All right, let's go to James in Kansas. James, what have you learned about prayer?
So for me, I've learned Philippians 4:13 and 4:16. Worry about nothing, but pray about everything, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
So how does that impact you when you have an expectation or disappointment in life that's not met?
Well, I'm actually going through it. So my ex-wife and I are separated. My daughter lives with the ex-wife in a completely separate state.
Mm.
But God gave me a dream before any of this ever went down. So, of course, the beauty of He knows all things, that my daughter was going to come back into my life. And I have to renew my mind from time to time, just remembering God's already promised me that it's going to happen. So hence, worry about nothing, pray about everything, and then I can do all things. So even though the waiting is hard, I know it can be done because He is giving me the strength to do it.
Amen. And during the waiting, what do? I think in the waiting, we always work on ourselves and not on others. Again, back to that little 3-foot word picture, that if we can work on ourselves, our attitude, you know, things in our lives, then we become better able and more equipped to receive that when God does answer that in our lives. It's a great reminder, James. Thank you for your call.
And real quick, too, it also ties in with Hebrews, I think it's 11:1, might be 10:1. Faith is a substance of things hoped for.
That's right.
But not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did a little Bible study on that, the teacher who taught me said that he likes to add in words, as yet.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Thank you, James. Appreciate that call from Kansas today. You know, Molly's coming up here in a moment. It looks like Molly's struggling with some worry. And, you know, worry is a big thing. And today, when you turn on the news, you see what's happening in the world, you see what's happening on the streets of America, you see what's happening with the economy, all the things that we can look at when we turn on the news, which may be a good idea not to turn it on quite so often. But really, to get back to being mindful of the moments that we have, and our prayer life can make a big difference. If you struggle with worry, as one of my professors when I was working in my doctorate said, the further you get away from this moment in time, the worry chart goes up, either into the past or into the future. And so does anxiety. Worried about the future and maybe anxious about things you shouldn't have done, but learning to live today, that's powerful. All right, Molly, we want you to talk about that. How has prayer helped you with worry in your life?
Well, I see what worry does to people. It destroys their spirit. It permeates their life and keeps them from seeing what is good and what God has provided for us. So a long time ago, I just stepped back from a lot of things. Politics, the biggest thing, because that's, I think, one of the biggest stressors. And I just started focusing on what God wanted me to do. And he showed me in so many ways that we're called to give him glory. We are his creation. He has good things for us. And even if it's just being observant of our surroundings and seeing the flowers, the birds, the weather, you know, anything that touches your life, if you recognize it as being from God, then you can be joyful for that, and you can allow that to permeate your life. So I look for God sightings. I look for things that I know that are important and pure. And he's called me to be an evangelist and a teacher, and that's what I, you know, share with women that I work with, that this worry is insidious, and it is going to infect you, and it's going to infect those around you. So let's change our perspective, and let's look at the things that God has for us now in this life, and look forward to the glorious time that we're going to be with him in heaven. And that's the way I pattern my life. And of course, within that, he will show you who to pray for, what to pray for them. Just to be a beacon and a light in a world that is growing darker. Mm. But he's going to have his way. It's going to be the right way. We're protected. We're loved. We're his children. It's all going to be okay.
It is. He wrote the book, right? Talk about the power of prayer today. Just joined us. You missed last week's show. Part one on this was last, what day was that last week? Last Wednesday, right? And then part two today, but you can listen to it in the archives of Intentional Living when you go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. I think we have time for Chris as we're talking about this whole thing of prayer and in particular worry, maybe, if you're wrestling with that. So let's go right ahead.
Well, when I heard you say, when did you realize that prayer is so much better than worry? I know exactly when I realized it. It was exactly 8 years ago when my son was a senior in high school. Hmm. And as parents, we tend to worry, or I did anyway, about my son. And it took me until he was a senior in high school to realize that prayer is all I need, not worry. And so this is my story. My son had gone to school all day long, and then he went to practice, and then he went to work. And I was one of those overprotective parents. And even though we were, you know, we're super close, and we were at that time, but he had wanted to go see his girlfriend. And so I thought, okay, I mean, this is a chance for me to let this string out a little bit. And so I said, okay, you know, be home by this time. And so he went, and you know, my worries started just flooding over me, and I just said, no, you know, God, you are great and wonderful, and I am just praying that you bring my precious child back to me safely. It's been 8 years, and I'm still crying because it's so wonderful. I mean, God, it is just so amazing. So the curfew time came, and I was on the couch, and I got a
my phone rang, and it was from a number that I did not recognize. And I picked it up, and it was my son, and he said, "Mom, I've been in a car accident, but I'm okay." And so I drove to the site, and I fell to my knees when I got there. His car was, it had rolled three times. It was upside down. He crawled out through the driver's window. The whole car was crushed like a can, except where he was sitting. Now, that's a God thing right there. And so the officer came up to me, and of course I embraced my son, and the officer said, "Ma'am, your son sure is lucky." And I said, "Officer, this has nothing to do with luck. This is our good Lord at work right here." So not only can we pray with our children, but we can intervene and pray for our children. And so ever since that day, I give everything to God, because He is the one who takes care of all of our needs, our loved ones, everything that's precious to us. And if we can just spend more time thanking God for all of our blessings instead of all that worrying, then we're going to be a lot healthier people and better parents. And I was just, you know, sorry it took me so long to to realize that. But my son now, he just graduated from law school, took his bar, and so even when he's in a different state, I pray for him. I send him, you know, my daily devotionals, and God is just so good.
Yes, He is. Thank you, Chris. That's, you know, I was thinking as you were sharing your story about that passage, it says, "Be anxious for nothing." And it's interesting, it says nothing. It could have said, "Just don't be anxious," and then we could have filled in, "Well, I'll be anxious about this and that." But it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make you, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace will come." Then the peace will come. Good way to wrap up the show today. I'm Dr. Randy. For Jennifer, Stephen, the rest of the Intentional Living family here, and all of our support team, all of you men and women, individuals, singles, young and old, who support and pray for the Intentional Living ministry, that's why we're here, and we thank you and look forward to being back again tomorrow. We've got another great show for you. Hope you can come and be a part of it. If you want to know more about what Intentional Living is, it's a part of the Intentional Life media ministry. Just come to our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you can hear the archives of past programs. There's blogs, a lot of helpful things for you. Gotta run. Have a great day. Take some time today and pray and see what happens.